just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose. Myself, just don't know what to do with myself.
This is Existential Crisis Ellen with the third episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. Joining me tonight is
the lovely Panini Ken.
Panini Ken, that's that's a choice.
I don't know for the moment.
Tonight we have had Yunumuk ni Ochashite and Bathroom by Maison Book Girl. This week's theme is J-pop. It's all going to be female vocalists, mostly pretty underground stuff. There'll be some better known stuff coming later, but for now, both Yunumi Nikamoku and Maison Book Girl are still sort of belonging to the indie idol scene. Yunumi not so much, but he produces a lot for other artists and will be coming up later today. Up next, we have Number One Sweeper by Especia. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Again, so we just had Especia, number one sleeper, sweeper, not number one sleeper. That would be my title.
Very unfortunate.
Ichigo Q, Kokohaku Warp, and Plastic Two Mercy by Gang Parade. And on a totally unrelated note, my dear friend, well, Kanini.
Yeah, let's just Panini, go for Kanini.
Will deliver a very important message.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Stay safe, kids. The government's watching.
The government's always watching.
The government knows.
It knows everything.
Yes. And on that fine note, please enjoy Nerve by Biss.
るものすべてが愛おしいよ。
and thus we return. You just heard Nerve by Bis and Kimi Wazirai by Maneki Kecha. Some interesting things actually about some of the songs we played. Lots of them come from a genre known as like anti-idol, which are groups that subvert the traditional notion of like, you know, when you think of J-pop, you think of these, you know, very cutesy group, and these groups try to subvert that through, you know, making alternative music or having, you know, rules that are, you know, would typically be considered like slightly crazy. BIS, which stands for Brand New Idol Society, were really the pioneers of this, just doing all of these crazy stunts throughout their career and then disbanding in 2014. They've actually recently come back, but from BIS, the song so far, actually, BPM Ichigo Q, the founding member Ichigo Rinahamu, was a first generation member of BIS. Gang Parade, the founding member was from BIS, and more songs actually to come will be coming from that. But it's really interesting to see how this one group has really shaped the anti-idol scene just through their existence and all through all the crazy stunts they've pulled. Up next, we have a song from a very newly debuted group called Uijin. This is 0801. Please enjoy.
Step by step, 踏み出した足を止めずに前に。 怒り出してやるせなくって泣いた子供でいたいわけじゃないがつまらない大人を演じそうになるのが嫌だ謙遜と虚勢の狭間で宿泊してヒロコンパイ僕を縛り付け物があるとしたらそれは恐怖とかプレッシャーとかネガティブではなくてそれは愛とか絆とかあなたであるべきだ頭の中はクリア青春を飲み干したLove
and thus we return. You just heard 001 by Eugene, Honto Honki by Bish, Pretty Little Baby by Baby Raids Japan, and Playground by Paspo off their very recently released album Cinema Trip. So, illustrious co-DJ Kanini, have you been listening to any J-pop recently? Have you got any suggestions for my wide-reaching and devoted audience?
I have, actually. There's this one Spotify playlist that I've been playing nonstop on repeat, mm-hmm. But also some groups that you've introduced me to. So, like, some of the ones that I like right now are, like, Fudanjuku, Real, Frederick. And if you want to go for something that's a little bit more mainstream, there's also, like, 1OK Rock for, like, that sort of Western guy group kind of feel, and mm-hmm. also Utada Hikaru, who's done some,
of course,
Kingdom Hearts soundtracks. She does a lot of her songs in English, so that's definitely easier for some people, I guess.
Wow, truly a connoisseur we have here.
I know.
I've actually never listened to 1OK Rock. I feel like I should have, but I just haven't because I'm a fake. So we are coming towards the end of episode 3 of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. This is Existential Crisis Ellen and
Kanini.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I evidently can't speak English, but that's okay.
That's okay. We'll help supplement that.
It's hard. English is difficult. But on that note, we have one more song coming up. I'd also like to shout out to my mother, who is always listening faithfully.
Good mama, I'm Ruth.
Hi, mom. I appreciate it. Thanks for being one of the, let me check, 8 listeners I have right now, apparently, which may be more, although I doubt anyone in Medford is listening at this hour, as they are probably quite understandably sleeping. If you're listening to this, please go to sleep. Unless you're in England, then get
then
on.
Please wake up.
Then please wake up. It's almost 7. So the last song we have today is Nakiso Sunday by Billy Idol, which is not the same as normal Billy Idol, but this is another BIS offshoot. So please enjoy. What I like this song a lot. Have a wonderful Wednesday. This is Existential Crisis Ellen and Kanini signing out.
Bye.
hey y'all, I come and talk about this girl that had my love.